This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Well, do we have to do this? I think it's just me today. Yeah, Jason says we have to do it. So, it's just me. And your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. I'd like to suggest that you stay on topic. And the topic today is 2 hours of tips on how to do things. Tips from my book that is unpublished, unfinished, and it's not for sale. So I have nothing to sell. And I'm not trying to sell anything. And I'm not trying to do advanced sales for the book. You can't buy it. There's no price. It's not on the internet. It's just a stack of spiral-bound notebooks with my thoughts. And as I come up with new thoughts, I race over into the studio and I just jot down some notes and then I flesh them out later. So if you have some tips that you'd like to share that you think are really good and you can say it cogently and concisely, and just jot down a couple notes before you call and tell us about your tips. If you think you've got a better way than I'm mentioning, I'd love to hear it. I'm not challenging you by saying, no, I don't think you can find a better way. That's not the case at all. If you've got a better way, logic prevails. And that's the way it is in our house. Logic prevails. So just because Dad says, I've got an idea, we all think about it, doesn't mean that we're going to do it just because Dad came up with the idea. If someone's got a better idea or can modify it to be a better idea, whatever the best idea is, that's what we do. So 68 years of experience under my belt, and I'm going to teach some things that I think are better ways of doing things. And let's start with this. A couple days ago, my son walked into the studio. I was just finishing up some notes. And he walked into the studio, and he had his hand behind his back. And he said, Dad, I have a present for you. He had a big smile on his face. I said, well, that's really nice of you. Now, he's in his mid-20s, right? Actually, a little past mid-20s. And he was smiling. He lives in our farm with my wife and our other son. So there's four of us here at the farm. We work the farm. All of us do. And he had this thing behind his back, and he took it out, and he handed it to me. Well, before he handed it to me, I said, that's really nice of you. Thank you. And he handed it to me, and it's like a deli container, clear plastic package with a reclosable type lid. Now, it's something that you buy food in, maybe like coleslaw or something like that. And it's clear, so you can see what's inside it. And he handed it to me, and I said, well, that's really neat, thanks. He said, it's rust. He said he bought a used cast iron pot, a small one, because he wants to make wax candles, you know, and add the fragrance of cow poop, organic fragrance candles, because I suggested that that would be something to for amusement, you know, making candles. And so He sanded this pot and lid, and he had a little bit of rust, about a pinch. So I've got this great big container, let's say 6 inches by 6 inches by 3 inches deep, plastic lid with a pinch of rust in it. Now, he really wasn't kidding, like, this is for you, Dad. And most people would say, you know, come on, just throw it out. Well, the reason he gave it to me is he knew that I'd have a use for it, but he didn't know exactly what the use was. So here's the use. So I was mentioning this to Jason, our engineer today, and I said, so what would you use rust for? Well, the answer is, let's say you have a piece of metal that broke and you want to epoxy it, and you want stronger epoxy. You can mix metal filings in with the epoxy. Well, it's got to be small amounts of metal, and it makes the epoxy stronger. So that's why I have this package of rust. There you have it. A neighbor showed up this morning before the broadcast, and he said, hey, have a seat. They're having coffee at the kitchen table. The family is with our neighbor, and he's a senior. And he said, have a seat, Vincent, and don't tell me you have to go on the radio. And I said, well, you know, radio's pretty unforgiving. I can't change the clock. So in 2 minutes, I'm going to be on the air. So I said, so I sat down, chatted with him for a while, and he was talking about auto insurance. And I said, okay, well, let me tell you a story. So I'll tell you the story, class. I despise the Farm Bureau. We had the Farm Bureau insurance for the farm and our automobiles in Virginia, and naturally, you know, you're inclined to stay with the same outfit. You know, it's a nuisance to change. So we went with Farm Bureau of Missouri. We moved to Missouri 15 years ago. And I hate them. I hate them because they don't like to pay claims. And if they do offer you a settlement, it's way, way too low. Way too low. You can't do what you're trying. You can't be indemnified for the loss with what Farm Bureau offers. It's awful. And every time you call them and you say, hey, I've got a claim, when you call them and tell them you have a claim, they raise your insurance about 10%. Just for calling to say, I'd like to talk to you about the roof that was blown off by the tornado. I'd like to see what you'd like to do about that. Now, even though they don't do anything, and even though you don't settle, they still raise your insurance rate. Or if you have a lightning strike, and it takes out some of your electronics, and you say, I've got a problem, what's the next step? Your insurance rate goes up because you talk to them about a possible claim. Or if you have a windshield in your vehicle, and a stone flies up from this truck that's speeding in the fast lane, they kick up a stone, it hits your windshield, and off they go, and you've got a cracked windshield. So you call your insurance company and you say, hey, tell me how this works. I've got this, we'll just say, for example, 1999 Dodge truck, and it's a 3/4 ton, and it's insured by y'all. And now, if I have a broken windshield, what happens? Well, who are you? And you tell them your name. They go, okay. And you have your policy? Oh, never mind. We got it right here. Okay. So you have a $200 deductible, and you can just bring it to the ABC Glass Company, and they'll fix it for you. And then by that call, your insurance goes up because you call them. And they have a term for that. But literally, your insurance will go up about 10%. Because you made that call, even though you haven't had it fixed, even though you never contacted the ABC Glass Company, even if you paid it for it yourself without the insurance company's knowledge, because you made that call, your insurance goes up. So I hate the Farm Bureau. So I decided that I would try a different company, and it just so happens that I got a letter in the mail from two companies, State Farm and Allstate. I called them both. And the State Farm guy, I said, you know, I've got this letter, and you're interested in selling us insurance. I said, I'd like to talk to you first and get to know each other a little bit and see if we want to switch to you, see if I like you. I didn't say it quite that way, but that was the intent. Because I'm not going to buy insurance from some guy that I don't like, because I already have insurance from a guy I don't like. So I said to him, his name's Tony. I said, Tony, tell me, do you like to play golf? And he said, well, I used to, but I don't do that anymore. That's okay. I said, I'm glad you answered that way, because the guy I have right now likes to play golf. And whenever I call him, he's on the golf course. He's either going to the golf course, he's at the golf course, or he'll be back tomorrow. Never calls me back. I can't reach him. I said, so I'm sorry for being so curt with you, so direct, but I don't want a guy who likes to play golf because they're never around. And when I have a problem, or if I have a problem, I want to talk to you. Will I be able to talk to you? Yeah. So here's what I did. Nothing. I get an email from me, from him, and he says, just checking. I send him an email back, great, let's talk tomorrow. Well, it didn't work out. Schedules didn't work out. His schedule didn't line up with mine. And we didn't talk a couple days later. Just checking. And I sent him an email, let's talk. Schedules didn't line up. Got one yesterday. He said, just checking. This guy's persistent. He's proving to me that he wants to earn our business. I'm interested in working with this guy because he doesn't give up. The numbers look right. I said, now look, I just want you to know that, you know, first I have to like you. Second, your numbers have to be really good, actually better than everybody else. So I'm a value shopper. And here's what I want to do. I want to self-insure for part of the insurance. The purpose of insurance is to indemnify you against the loss. That means put you back where you were before the event happened, minus the deductible. So if you have a higher deductible, your insurance premium will be lower because they figure that if you have to open your wallet for, let's say, $250 or $500 or whatever you choose, they think, the insurance company thinks that you're a better risk than the guy that says, no, I want zero deductible. If my windshield breaks, I want you to fix it. And I don't want any cost out of pocket, which is, to me, stupid. I'd rather have a lower premium. I'd rather fork out $250 if I have a windshield break from a stone that's not my fault and pay $200 to have the windshield fixed than have a lower deductible that costs me $300. And by the way, if you shop for a windshield, you'll be very surprised at how affordable a windshield can be. And you can even specify sometimes the amount of tint that you want. So I have replaced windshields for front windshields and rear windshields. And by the way, the rear windows are called windshields too. For $225. $230, about that number. So yes, it can be done, and you can handle it yourself. And you can save a lot of money doing it. And that's what we do. So when you buy insurance, I suggest you talk to your insurance agent and let them know that you'd like to stay with them, but geez, you know, it's getting expensive. And so what else can he do for you or her? And talk about deductibles. And talk about things like if you have an older car like we do, like a 2000, 2004, 1999. If you are in an accident and somebody runs into the back of you, I guess that would be called a crash. And your vehicle is totaled. They go, yeah, it's totaled. And they send you a check for $1,800. And you go, whoa, we can't buy a three-quarter ton pickup truck for $1,800. Well, yeah, but it's totaled. We'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about tips from my unwritten, unpublished book. And I'm telling you some stories that kind of wrap some more information around the tips from the book. We're talking about insurance and automobile insurance specifically. So let's say you have an older car like we do. I'm going to give you an example. My truck. My truck is a 2004 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 two-wheel drive V6. And I paid $3,000 for it years ago. It's probably worth $3,000. And the insurance that I have on it, the quote that I have, from State Farm, to insure that truck is $40.46 every 6 months. $40.46 every 6 months. Now, for the uninsured motorist, that guy or gal who crashes into you, that is an additional $8.34. So the total premium for the Chevrolet pickup truck is $48.80 every 6 months. Because it has bodily injury and property damage and uninsured motor vehicle insurance. And that would be for the other guy. Now, there is no payment to me if I wreck it. Now, if somebody crashes into it, it's covered by the other insurance company, by the guy who crashed into it. But for my truck, there's no coverage in terms of damage to the vehicle. It's comprehensive insurance. So why would I do that? Because why would I spend, $300, $400, $500 every 6 months for comprehensive insurance when the truck, if the truck is damaged through my fault, they'll say, well, it's total and we'll give you $1,200 for it. I know how these insurance companies work. They'll pay you most of the time, but not enough for you to get indemnified, get you back to where you were before that event happened. There's another vehicle. Let's see. There's a 2000 Mercedes 430. So that's a little V8 Mercedes 2000 all-wheel drive. It's called a 4MATIC. A little more expensive to insure a 4MATIC. Liability is $59.92 every 6 months. Uninsured motor vehicle is $8.34. Now, if I wanted comprehensive and collision with a $2,000 deductible, it would be over $150 for comprehensive and collision, meaning they would pay for the vehicle if I wrecked it with a $2,000 deductible. The vehicle's worth $2,000. Why would I do that? I wouldn't. Okay, so here, now these guys, if we just want liability on the 1999 Dodge Ram, it's a 3/4 ton pickup truck. It's in really good shape. It's only got 300 and something thousand miles on it. $40.87 for liability. Do those sound like good numbers to you? They do to me. I can't wait. I'm going to talk to Tony after the broadcast. I'm delighted. Now, I also got a quote from Allstate. You know, you're in good hands with Allstate, those guys. I remember calling them one time back in the 70s. Someone broke into an old Victorian house that I was renovating. Stole my tools, my table saw and a bunch of my tools, and called the police and filled out the police report because I thought that's what you do back then. And Allstate just wouldn't budge. They wouldn't help me. I had the pictures, the police report, everything. Yeah, I was broken into. Everybody believed it. I had pictures of work in progress with my tools, you know, in the rooms where I was working. It was all documented. Allstate wouldn't budge. Finally, I called them up. I called corporate headquarters, and I said, "Yeah, I saw one of your commercials on TV. It was great. You know, the ones where you say you're in good hands with Allstate." But from my perspective, I've only gotten the finger from you. They thought that was so funny. With Allstate, you only get the finger. That they decide to pay the claim. Well, I had to tell them that I talked to all these people and I have all their names and I hope they have a van so that they can come to court when I sue them. Because I'm going to subpoena the whole crew. It's like 10 of them.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After 3 days of counting, 100% of the Iowa caucus results are finally in. Senator Bernie Sanders declares victory.
When 6,000 more people come out for you in an election than your nearest opponent, we here in northern New England call that a victory.
The results show Pete Buttigieg a fraction of a percent ahead of Sanders. Former Mayor Pete Buttigieg says it's time to move on.
Senator Sanders clearly had a great night, too, and I congratulate him and his supporters. We're in New Hampshire now. We got to look ahead.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has declared a state of emergency. Heavy rain and extreme flooding continue to plague the southeast. So far, at least 4 people have been killed by the storms. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, I just got off the phone with Tony, and we're going to be talking this afternoon, and I'm really excited about getting rid of the Farm Bureau in terms of our insurance company. I'm really excited about that. I was telling our neighbor this morning, I had 3 switches on the kitchen table that I bought. They're manufactured in Asia, and they were in a Radio Shack package. And it's called a flip switch, and it's a double pull, double throw, momentary contact. So it's kind of a switch that the center of it's off. You flip the lever up, and it makes contacts, and you flip the lever down, and it makes contacts, and then when you let go, it auto-centers back to off. I bought 3 of them on the internet. And Radio Shack has long been out of business, and this is old stock, new old stock. The reason I bought those switches, and they were very inexpensive, they were, nobody wants them. Nobody does anything with electronics anymore, or at least very few do. And I actually needed this exact part. There are auto, there are centering switches where center is off, but it doesn't flip back to off. You know, where you push it and you let go and it goes back to off. So you push it to on, up, and it goes on, and you let go of the switch and it goes back to off. Or if you push it down, it goes on, and you let go and it goes back to off. I needed that kind of switch. Why? Because we have a John Deere baler, hay baler. The bale's about 1,000 pounds. And it's a 5-foot wide baler. And there's a control module box that goes with it. So in the cab of the tractor or right next to the seat of the tractor, if it's an open cab, you move this switch and it will move the tying arm so that the twine runs across the baler and spiral ties it with one piece of twine. So the bale's going round and round and round. And this arm just moves so that the position of the twine that wraps around the bale can be wound in a spiral fashion. Well, the control box failed. It's a John Deere control box, and it's about the size of, I don't know, four decks of cards stacked together. So it's small. And I called John Deere, and they said $547 for the box. It's ridiculous. So I looked on the internet, it's $547. John Deere does an excellent job at price fixing. Excellent. I don't think there's a company that price fixes better than John Deere. And for $547 for this box is absolutely a highway robbery. The only difference between John Deere in this case and Jesse James is the gun. That's the only difference. I despise John Deere's tactics. So I took this box apart and I said, you know what? I don't need all the circuitry. I will just replace all of it with this switch. And that's what I did. But the switches only last about 2 years. So I bought 6 years worth of switches. They were 99 cents a piece. So I just replaced the circuitry with the relays and the debouncers and all that with 99 cent switch. So what I'm trying to tell you is there's a better way. You just have to figure it out. Is it rocket science? No. It was persistence. And a dislike for being ripped off by John Deere. So I bought an item on the internet from Sam's Club. And it was about $230. One item. We needed it for the farm. And I went to pay for it. Just put one item in the cart. And it's, by the way, I've been a Sam's Club member for a long time. And I put it in the cart, use my Sam's Club credit card to pay for it. Everything's good. Then I get an email hours later, something wrong, call this number. So I called the number, and that was the Philippines. Yes, credit card number, Yes, the transaction number, yes, we can't help you. Call back during normal business hours tomorrow. So I call them tomorrow. Yes, credit card number, can't help you. It took an hour to get to the point where they could, you know, they could just assure me that they couldn't help me. I just said, you know what, I'll just order it again. And I paid with a Discover card, it went right through. So my Sam's Club card, which works every time I go to Sam's Club, which I don't like doing very much, didn't work. And it's not because it was lost or stolen or over limit. We pay our credit card bill every month. We're allergic to interest. We do not pay credit card fees. We don't pay interest fees. We don't pay late payment fees. We don't pay over limit fees. We don't pay credit card use fees. We're allergic to that. So then I get an email from Sam's. Hey, how was that experience? Oh, okay. Well, it's my turn. So here's what I said to Sam's Club. You know, please rate us from 1 to 10. Please fill out this survey. It only takes 3 minutes. Okay. So I click 3. You rated us number 3. 3 out of 10, really? Uh-huh. So then they say, would you please tell us why? Why you rated us 3 out of 10? Because I guess they were expecting they would be rated 10. So there was a box where you could type something in. So I did. And here's why I rated them 3 out of 10. By the way, that's failure. 6 out of 10 is a failure, right? If you got a 60% on a test in elementary school or high school, would you be proud of that? That means you failed. It's like a D. Sometimes an F, right? As in failure. So here's what I said in the box. I wrote, quote, "I challenge you to read this. I've been a member since 1993, 27 years. And I find myself asking our family, please remind me again, why are we members of Sam's Club? We used to buy 3 to 4 of your ground beef large packages and feed some to our farm dogs with their dry food. Fresh out of the package, it smells so bad, even they won't eat it. Sam's cut packages of broccoli smelled so bad out of the unopened packages, we returned them yesterday. A week ago, we purchased fresh out of the oven rotisserie chicken. It was red bloody on the inside. I called your chicken engineer at the store, and he told me that it's okay. It meets the standards for cooking. I said I was returning it. I purchased another pair of glasses from your optical center and was greeted by an offensive, know-nothing employee who told me what I would have to do. I said, based on that, I don't want the glasses, and I met with the store manager. We have a farm and have over 30 lead acid car and truck batteries. We used to buy them from Sam's. Not any longer. We have a fleet of over 10 vehicles and used to buy our tires from Sam's until your tire engineer carelessly scratched our alloy wheels and told me never to ask for hand torquing on my wheels, which is what the owner's manual requires. You don't offer some of the things that made Sam's great, like American appliances. Here's what I said on my national radio broadcast, AM, FM, satellite, telephone, listen line, podcast, archives, multiple networks, and YouTube. And I gave them the link. And that was the link where I absolutely took Sam's Club to task. I continued on saying, if you choose to listen to it, please call me back. And I gave my phone number. Maybe you can suggest why we should be a member of Sam's Club. I don't have a clue why. Thank you, Vincent Finelli. So that's what I said about Sam's Club. And maybe a little later in the broadcast, I'll give you that link if you want to hear on Ron Gibson's channel on YouTube without commercials or on GCNLive.com archives. You can go to either one or you can go to Republic Broadcasting and you can search for this on the Internet and you'll find it. And you can listen to what I had to say with Joey about Sam's Club. Years ago when we built this house, the farmhouse, I was at Lowe's, and I don't like going to Lowe's. I really don't. But they used to give me a really hard time. If I wanted to buy something, I had to prove who I was before they would complete the sale. They had to have my driver's license for me to buy plumbing fittings, electrical fittings, paint. And I refused to do it. And they gave me such a hard time, I really dislike going there. But I bought a fan before they started that process of interrogating their customers. I bought a demo model of a bathroom fan light combination. It was made by a company called Broan, B-R-O-A-N. It's made in the USA. And it was at a very reasonable price. It was a demo model. Nobody wanted it. It has two lights and a squirrel cage fan. Now, a squirrel cage fan is different from a blade fan. So most builder's models, now if you hear the term builder's model, that means cheap. You can't get a less expensive one than a builder's model. So if you go into a bathroom, someone's house, and you turn on a fan, and it sounds like, it's really deafening, that's a builder's model fan. So they would typically have two four or five blades, plastic blades, maybe metal, depending on the age of it, and a motor, and that's all it does, is it just moves the air out of the bathroom and outside somewhere or into the attic. Well, I didn't want one of those. I wanted the kind that had a squirrel cage. A squirrel cage is like a cylinder with little vanes in it. Kind of looks like if you have a hamster wheel, actually. It looks kind of like that. And it has little vanes, and that's the kind of fan that your home heating system has, you know, like in the basement, that kind of a system. And they're quiet. So that's what I wanted rather than the inexpensive, noisy fan blade type. And I got one with two lights. And the reason I'm telling you about these lights is that if you have one of these, you can consider putting in an infrared heat lamp. Now, they're 250 watts. So if you have one of those cold bathrooms, where the bathroom's floor is cold, like a tile floor, ceramic tile, and you want to take a few degrees off that room efficiently, an overhead infrared light, I-N-F-R-A, red, R-E-D, it's a heat lamp. So most of the electricity that goes to this heat lamp goes to heat rather than light. And it works great. And I put two of them in this overhead fan light fixture. And I have it on a separate switch. So if I'm going to take a shower and it's a little chilly, I just turn on the infrared lights a couple minutes before I go into the shower, leave it on when I'm in the shower, leave it on a couple minutes after the shower, and evacuate all the moisture from the bathroom with the shower in it. It works great. It really does. So you might want to consider that. But you don't want to look at it. It won't, according to what I've read, it's really not damaging. But you don't want to stare at it either. So I don't look at it. And I suggest you don't either. We've got more suggestions when we come back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
A couple quick thoughts here. Just me today. If you'd like to call, 866-582-9933 if you have some tips. The Sam's Club broadcast, if you want to hear that, that was on April 1st, 2019. So if you type in, go to YouTube and you type in USA Preparers 4/1/19, you might even put America is Falling Apart. That's the title of the broadcast. You'll find it. So that's April 1st, 2019. Rich even mentioned something yesterday with Rick Miller. He called in and he asked me if he could talk about it. And I said, sure. He wanted to find out if anyone wanted to create our own list of people who do things above and beyond. People who are pro-America, America first. People who are willing to step up and kind of take some risks to be politically incorrect for the right reasons. For honesty and integrity. And he called it the Brave 300. That's great. If you think that that's a good idea, please let us know. You can call us. 866-582-9933. And I'd love to hear what your thoughts are and who you think should be on this list. Maybe we could call it the USA Prepares 300. Now the reason, and I'm not trying to usurp what Rich Even's trying to do, but one thought that I have is this could be a list that the other team would use and say, you know what? That's great. They built a list of all the guys we need to go get. So, that's just one thought. Now, I'm not trying to put the fire that Rich has in his belly to do this out. I don't want to put it out. I think it's a great idea, and I think people should get a reward. And we don't need to have the most valuable player. We don't have to wait for other people to have the most valuable players or the greatest actors and actresses and people who think they can sing and give them awards. We can have our own. We can do it. Another thought is, you got ammo? You got your rifle, pistol, and shotgun? Do you know how to use them? Do you need to get any information? Well, this week I mentioned I had Rex Curley on of RK Shows, meaning RK Gun Shows, RK Shows. And they've got some shows this weekend, February 8th and 9th, Neo Show, Missouri. N-E-O S-H-O, pronounced Neosho, Missouri. There's another one in Tennessee, the Appalachian Fairgrounds in Gray, Tennessee. There's another one at the KCI Expo Center in Kansas City, Missouri. I spoke there. There's another one in at the, February 8th and 9th would be Appalachian Fairgrounds in Gray, Tennessee, and Neosho in Missouri. Then next week, it's Kansas City and Oklahoma State Fairgrounds. So if you want to find it, you can just type in gun shows on the search engine of your choice, and you'll find Gun Show Trader and some other sites that list where the gun shows are. I might go to one of them. I don't know. I might. I'll talk with the boys and see if there's anything that we need to top off on. Okay, tire pressure. Well, tire pressure is really important for a lot of reasons. One, if your tires are too low in pressure, it's really hard for the car to push them and pull them. Think of it like if you had a bicycle when you were younger and you had a tire that needed air, it was just harder to get that bicycle to go. It took more energy from you, so you'd inflate the tires. Well, same thing's true with your vehicle, your car or truck. And also, it's easier to damage the wheel if you hit a pothole if you don't have enough air in your tires. Because what will happen is the tire will deflect and the pothole will slam into the rim. The rim is the part of the wheel where your tire attaches. So some people mix up the term wheel and rim. Okay? The wheel is the whole assembly. The rim is the part that attaches to the tire. So you can dent the rim where the bead of the tire attaches by hitting a pothole if you don't have enough air in your tires. So how much air should you have in your tires? Well, no matter who you ask on the internet, they'll tell you pretty much the same thing. And I think it's incorrect. They'll say, well, look on your vehicle. You know, you open the driver's door and there'll be a label there that says what your tire pressure should be. And that's what you should use. Unfortunately, I disagree with that. And I'll tell you why when we come back. Now, please don't believe anything I say today or even ever. I'd like you to do your own research. My plan is to teach you how to think. Give you a few facts, give you some starting points, and have you learn for yourself. Because if I tell you, and you don't do research the second or third time, learn more, you might not have enough information. But I'm going to get you started. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.